This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
In the studio today, some of you may know David House. Anecto's David House are holding their annual Bumper Community Market Day in Yarraville. And there's an invitation to the whole community to come and enjoy and to tell us a bit more about the work with Anecto and with David House. We have Helen Kowalik. Now, have I got that right?
Yeah.
I did get that right. That's good. I'm so pleased. And Helen Kowalik works with Anecto. And with her, we have a very special guest, which is Dorothy. Dorothy, welcome.
Thank you.
Dorothy has been with the organisation for a very long time. You've only just retired, I believe.
Yes, Christmas.
Christmas time.
Yes.
Before Christmas, how long was it that you were with?
31 years.
31 years. Wow. Wow. And how did you start?
Well, I started as a cleaner because a lady had been hit by a car.
Oh, dear.
And it was only supposed to be for 3 weeks.
That's how these things happen, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, could you stay? Could you stay another week? Oh, another 2 weeks, maybe a month. Could you sign a contract?
Yeah.
So you started off as a cleaner, and then from there you...
Tea lady cleaner.
Right, okay.
Then bus escort, tea lady cleaner.
Right.
And then... reception.
So they must have trusted you a bit to let you drive the buses, because you know.
Oh yes, but it was all right. You know, when you had to learn to drive a 22-seater, that was the
parking. That would have been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. Well, when you're taught properly, it's all right. You know.
You sound very humble. You were probably very good at it. I don't think I'd be doing it. So now the important thing we're here to talk about is the market day that's coming up, as well as obviously I want to know a whole heap more about David House and what it is and where it comes from and all those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But the market day, Helen, could you tell us a little bit about the market day? When is it and what's going to be there?
Okay. Market day is being held on Saturday the 18th of October.
Okay.
And it will be from 9 till 2.
Yep.
We will have some music. We will have lots of food. We'll have market stalls.
Food. See, you've got me already. Food. Yeah.
Our catering group is preparing thousands of sausage rolls. And
I love a good sausage. So they're actually making them?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So homemade sausage rolls. Yeah. Oh, got to love a homemade sausage roll.
Yeah.
And Devonshire teas. So they'll be making hundreds of scones as well.
Oh, my goodness. Great. So what sorts of stalls? If people are going to come down and enjoy the market day, because it's the morning, that morning section from 9 till 2 on a Saturday. Is that a Saturday?
Yeah. Yep.
People come down, get a bit of a sausage roll or have a Devonshire tea and a cuppa, have a wander around. What sorts of things might they see when they're there? What sort of stalls?
A really wide variety. We've got jewellery makers. We've got children's clothes. We've got toys. We've got DVDs. We've got bric-a-brac.
Wow.
Lovely lingerie.
Oh, my goodness.
What else?
So everything from jewellery to DVD. So you've got a bit of an artisan market going on at the same time as, you know, food and bits and pieces. People aren't coming down for their veggies. We should be very clear about that. It's not that sort of market day. It's more an artisan market day where people come down and share with the community and get involved in looking at the stalls and maybe buying bits and pieces from the stalls.
And because it's sort of something, it's being reintroduced, so it's a first. So it's very different in tone to what market days used to be like for David House. So we're really not sure how it will all turn out, but it's going to be a lot of fun getting it started.
It sounds like it'll be a heap of fun. Okay. So tell us a bit about, you're saying it's a comeback of the market day. So the market day used to happen, or?
The market day, I was looking at the history, the market day, the first one was held in 1962 and the last one was held in the mid-90s. And so it's a 30-year tradition for Yarraville and the western suburbs. So, and I was reading that it was such a big part of Yarraville history that anyone else that was hosting any event would check with David House to find out were they holding a market day that day because right. they would have to move their event to another time.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So do you remember the market days?
Oh, yes, I do.
Dorothy?
The parents used to set up the night before, the day before. We'd upend bookcases to build a big spinning wheel. We had massive spinning wheels.
Hold on. Explain to me. I'm not sure what I'm thinking of. Upended bookcases.
Well, they'd empty the bookcases and then they'd put the bookcases down as a stage.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, that's really innovative, isn't it? That's very clever. That's a great idea.
And, lucky envelopes, all that sort of thing. We used to have massive... We'd have people lined out in the street at 7 o'clock in the morning waiting to get in, and they wouldn't start till 8. And sometimes we'd have to open the gates earlier because it'd be that packed,
chock-a-block. Wow. And you were saying that people used to... Were people sleeping overnight?
Yeah, well, I know that my son and one of his mates stayed there overnight to protect the place at one stage.
Right, okay,
Look
after, of course, because that's a huge event to put up all that stuff.
Oh, yes, the plant sales were phenomenal. And the mothers, they would come and they'd close off a room that the clients would use as a program room.
Yeah.
And they'd make it, as Helen said, for scones and things like that, but a big meeting room. And it was a full family day and a community day.
And you guys are bringing it back. That's fantastic. So I'm just thinking about David House itself. Tell us a little bit about the organisation and what it does. Oh, because I don't imagine it puts on market days every week.
Yeah. Well,
what else?
David House was set up by a group of parents, a true grassroots organisation, set up in the 60s, but even a bit further back than that. So when parents would have a child with a mild intellectual disability, their choices were institutions like Sunbury and the Kew Cottages, and there was nothing that was really education-based and supportive. So it's as parents would get together, a couple of parents would have a break while the other parents would look after the children, and then it developed and grew from there. So it ended up having an almost vocational feel to it and an educational feel to it. So programs were set up and very different to what the alternative might have been for those children in the past.
Instead of just sitting in accommodation services, not doing anything, David House had created a place where people could come, belong, grow, nurture, empower and inform.
Yeah, it started off in a church hall and then the parents, as we said, they got together and had all these saving, they'd meet and collect money and everything, and they got the property at David, where it is now.
Right, so the parents basically just did fundraising to buy the land. So they bought the land or they bought the building or just the area around there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no government funding back then. And just going through the history of David House, it said that they did, the parents would get together and try to think of ways to raise money. And they've got things like selling tinfoil, running raffles, holding bazaars, catering for local groups, packaging sugar for TAA Airlines. So
that's really innovative. That's really innovative because now we have active industries and all sorts of industries around that area. So they would have been one of the first doing that, packaging for corporate entities and making a bit of money. What clever people they were, because they've built this wonderful organisation. Will you stick around for a little bit?
We'd love to.
Yeah, fantastic.
Joy.
And we are chatting to two ladies from David House over in Yarraville. One of the questions I want to ask you, there's been this great big break between the market days. in that period of time, Yarraville has changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. I would consider myself one of the first people to rediscover Yarraville in the late 80s, early 90s. How are you going to engage the new people of Yarraville?
Well, that is part of how the history of the market day, the parents did everything back mm-hmm. in the day, and those parents are now in their late 70s, 80s yes. and yep. 90s. And that is the disconnect between market day back then and market day now. Now it's stallholders will come in, what they make will be theirs, but will help with fundraising for David House.
Sure.
Yarraville's a fantastic community. One of the activities we have at David House is a newspaper delivery run, and we deliver papers to certain zones. Mm-hmm. And when the community knew that it was David House, we've had people come out, high-five our guys, say hello, make them feel very welcome. And I think there's enough history for people to know about David House or know that it exists. And some people, when we put out the first ads for the stalls, we had lovely, lovely comments that the market days were part of their youth.
Okay.
So
right.
There are old Yarravillians still about,
absolutely,
but we're welcoming all the new folk. Yeah.
And I think a lot of the demographics of people moving in are interested into that community. That's why they've been attracted to Yarraville. Now, the day is the 18th of October, mm-hmm. which is coming up very, very fast. Mm-hmm. So for new people to the area, people who have been attracted to Yarraville for the community spirit, what can they expect?
They can learn all about David House. They can
Fantastic.
Meet the people there. They can actually look at it. It's very tricky to see what we are from the facade. There's three houses on Melbourne Road.
Right.
But there's a whole world behind
those. Yes.
And so they can have a good walk around. They can meet some of the people that are part of David House staff mm-hmm. and the people we support. A lot of our guys will help run stalls and all of that aspect of community inclusion and being part of that mm. is all happening on the yeah. day.
Yeah. Just for the practicalities, for people who don't live in walking distance, where would be the best place to park for people who might be coming from Spotswood or Newport or from Footscray?
Okay, we're saying park on Anderson Street and the Coles car park, which is massive, and it's sort of a short block away.
Cool.
Right. So it's accessible by train or by public transport?
The bus mm-hmm. stops right outside.
Oh, handy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Which do you remember what bus that is?
The Moonee Ponds. Moonee Ponds bus, yes.
And it's probably three right. blocks from Yarraville Station.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Come off the platform, turn right, three blocks down.
And if you're on a scooter, you can get there too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. So look, the homemade sausage rolls have won me. You know, I mean, whether you're into inclusion or not, I'm sure you're into sausage rolls.
I'm going to be going looking for the old spinner table on the bookshelves.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be taking me back to my misspent youth.
We don't have those parents around to do that now, and I don't think a lot of the people know that that used to happen,
yep.
you know.
No, something so. Very serious called occupational health and safety.
Yeah, yeah.
Always gets in the way of a good time.
Yeah, when there were more lawyers than chickens in the world now, I tell you.
Sure.
So come along to the market day. It is on the from 9 till 2, Saturday the 18th of October. And, yeah, you have a great time. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for having us here.
And we would like to get you back and talk a little bit more about history of disability as it's from your experience and particularly around volunteering over the years as well.
Mm.
Very important roles.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.